Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 12th through 14th at the River Spirit Expo. This year's sponsor, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and over 370 exhibitors will feature the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services, along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. Kick off your day with free coffee and cookies and enter to win $1,000 in show bucks each day at 1 o'clock. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and to view the interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
It's not here yet, but the worry is it might show up one of these days. We're talking about African swine fever. Had the chance to sit down and talk with Dr. Liz Wagstrom, Chief Veterinarian Officer of the National Pork Producers Council. She knows as much about African swine fever as anybody here in the United States. And Dr. Wagstrom believes that we have a real reason to be worried.
We're really concerned. It's our top priority at NPPC Science and Technology Department. And we have done a lot of things to try to protect the United States from this virus, working closely with Customs and Border Protection. We were really thrilled last week. We had a Senate bill passed by unanimous consent. That meant every senator, no senators opposed the bill. And it would authorize 600 new inspectors for agricultural inspectors at Customs, as well as 60 new canine teams. So those beagles are really effective. We got a companion bill moving through the House. We expect that it should pass with very little controversy, and hoping that that will get us one step closer to really being fully staffed in Customs. Also working with importers, with our producers who may be going to foreign countries about the care that they can take coming back into the United States. So really working closely on protection. Our second job is to make sure that if it were to get in the country, that we can identify it quickly. So working with USDA to make sure all the laboratories are capable of doing ASF testing, that we have the right samples that can be easily collected. When we started, the only thing they could test was whole blood. Very few people collect blood anymore, and they don't collect it in those purple hot top tubes that are required. So now we can use spleen, tonsil, lymph nodes as samples. 43 of the 48 state laboratories are able to test for it. And they also, USDA on June 1st, started an active surveillance, where what that means is if a veterinarian sends in a sample that looks like it could maybe meet a case definition, but it also might be something else like salmonella, the laboratories are automatically testing that for African swine fever or classical swine fever.
Chief Veterinarian for the National Pork Producers Council, Dr. Liz Wagstrom, on African swine fever. We thought a few days back that Nancy Pelosi was about ready to allow a vote on USMCA, but after meeting with the president of the AFL-CIO, she's kind of changed her mind, now saying there's more work to be done on labor issues for the PAC. It's getting to be more and more unlikely that we'll get a vote here in 2019. You've got farm news on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Since becoming the first USDA-certified mediation provider for the state of Oklahoma, our professional mediators have helped thousands of farmers, ranchers, and federal agencies work together to reach realistic, durable solutions to the challenges they face. Learn more about the OAMP and the mediation process by visiting our website at ok.gov/mediation or contact us toll-free at 1-800-248-5465. That's 1-800-248-5465.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.